好，感谢主，今天讲到的题目是米利大岛的经历。
Praise Lord, the sermon title today is the experience of Melita Island.
我们要特别的感谢主，神用米利大岛来成为保罗一船人从风浪当中得到拯救的见证。
So we just thank the Lord, and God just used the islands of Melita to save Paul and the whole ship of people from the storm.
我们讲到以前有个祷告，把时间交给神。
Let's pray before the preaching.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
谢谢你用的诸天的万物来彰显主你的荣耀。
Lord, we thank you. You just use the creation of from you to expose your glory.
让保罗他们一晚上经过了风浪，经过了艰险，终于到达了米利大岛。
You just let Paul and the whole the boatload of people experience the danger, and then finally they arrive Melita.
让我们在这个岛上看见主你的恩惠和平安。
In the island of Melita, we see your grace and peace.
也看见你的怜悯和慈爱。
Also your mercy and love.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
求主赐福加力。
May Lord just strengthen us.
祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，米利大岛的经历。
The experience of Melita Island.
保罗在这一个岛上经历了许多的平安呢。
Paul experienced God's peace in this island.
这个米利大岛是个什么地方呢？
What kind of place is the island of Melita?
今天我如果告诉你说这是马耳他岛，你就很明白了。
If I tell you actually that's the island of Malta, and you understand.
很多全世界重大的国际会议都在这里召开啊。
There's so many just important and famous that.The international meeting
七国首脑大会啦，还有一些重要的会议吧，都在这里开的。
Yes, there are just many important meeting was held here.
那这个马耳他岛在什么地方呢？
Where's the island of Melita?
如果你了解意大利在哪里，对你是有帮助的。
If you know where Italy is, then that will help you.
你单单了解意大利的罗马和米兰还是不足够的。
It's not enough if you only know about Rome and the Milan.
你大致上要了解一下，意大利有一个岛叫做西西里岛。
You need to also know, and there's an island called Sicily.
这个西西里岛的南端有一个岛，就叫做马耳他岛了。
The southern part of Sicily, and there's the island Melita.
这个岛在历史上的归属问题也是做过了许多的变更了。
The belonging of this island actually in history has changed many times.
它曾经是英国的英联邦国家。
It used to belong to the England.
它现在还是英联邦国家。
However, now it still belongs to the Commonwealth of that England.
那中文的和合本翻译这个词汇的时候呢？
So when the Chinese Union version translated this word,
也正值中国在一百多年前处在一种饥饿的光景中吧，大概上。
It's about 100 years ago. It was the era when the whole country was the experiencing the famine.
一个举国忧虑饥荒。
So the whole country was worried about famine.
仿佛是期待着有米下锅的时代。
Seems like it's an era just looking forward to rice for cooking.
所以将马耳他翻译成米利大也就不足为奇了。
Therefore, it's not surprising that the Malta is translated as Melita.
但这个名字我觉得非常有意思。
I think the name is very interesting.
米利大，米得利还要大，这说明心里边很希望储存多一点米，防止饥饿来到，对吧？
And in the Chinese translation, Melita is just kind of being profitable and also with the abundance of rice.
这个岛可以说是保罗生命在这一船人当中的生命的一个转捩点。
So Paul is actually a turning point for the whole boatload of people.
对整个福音史当中也带有非常重要的作用了。
Also has a very important effect in the history of the.
好，我们先来看第一点，毒蛇悬在他手上。
Let's look at the first point, a viper hanging from his hand.
这二百多人，这一上岛就经历了一件神迹奇事啊。
Now, there's over 200 people on the ship. They experienced that miracle.
简单的讲，保罗就被一条蛇给咬了嘛。
Speak simply, Paul was bitten by a poisonous snake.
好，我们来看看当时的发生事情的结构。
Let's look at the structure of what happened.
首先是土人热情接待。
First of all, the natives warmly welcomed them.
所以我们第一大点是站在一个土人的眼光来看保罗的行程了。
The first point, we just look at from the viewpoint of the natives to look at
the
journey.
首先，这个土人热情接待让我们联想到什么呢？
For the natives warmly welcome and the ship and just remind us that.
好像有一点像是一六二零年的一艘 英国的五月花船，对吧？
It seems a bit like the Mayflower and England ship in 1620.
承载的102位乘客与30名船员抵达美洲。
And it just arrived in America with 102 passengers and the 30 crew members.
受到当地也是土人、印第安人的热情款待、
So they were just warmly received by the local Indians.
其实感恩节也由此而来啦。
And Thanksgiving Day also originated from this.
前不久我到 德州的西部去。
Not too long ago, I went to the west of the Texas.
Yeah, Midland 也是米德兰吧，这么一个地方。
And the place is called Midland.
也见证和经历了现代的一个五月花的教会。
And also over there, also testify for just like a church, just like a Mayflower.
Yeah, 潘永光牧师呢，就是两三年前吧，就是把人从深圳带到韩国，韩国带到泰国，泰国现在来到美国，总共是64个人，现在好像65多生了一个。连孩子带大人，整个教会是65个人，现在在米德兰这个地方。
So there's a pastor came from China and they just went through from China to Korea and then to Thailand, now in Texas, and they were just,
现代当代的五月花教会啊。
And they are just like today's the Mayflower Church with 65 people.
圣经说，米利大的土人对待保罗一船的人。有非常的勤奋。
The Bible says that the native of Melita showed unusual kindness to Paul and his boat.
为什么说是他们有非常的勤奋呢？
Why is it said to be an unusual kindness?
其实简单想，对于土人来讲，就是平常心呐。
Actually, for the natives, it is an ordinary mind.
这颗平常心却能满足人的需要。
The ordinary mind can fulfill the people's needs.
天冷下雨。
When it was cold and rainy,
就为他们生火取暖呢、
So they lit a fire for them to keep warm.
使得保罗一船的人都感受到一股非比寻常的勤奋呢、
Which made everyone in Paul's ship feel an unusual feeling of affection.
这对我们其实是个提醒啊，弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters, this is also a reminder to us.
我们身边人有需要的时候，你是否愿意力所能及地提出你的帮助呢？
When people around you, when they have the needs, would you just give a hand to help them?
当然帮助人的界限也是有限的。
Of course, and the limit to help others, actually, it's limited.
这个界限就是力所能及与甘心乐意了。
So, the boundary, and that is to do our best, and just not to over our boundary.
你也不必太勉强。
And you don't need to force yourself.
甚至你也不可能超过你的能力范围，对吧？
Or even exceed your capabilities.
其实这也是我们帮助人不求回报的底线。
In fact, this is also the bottom line for us to help people.
有的时候我们帮助人为什么总是心里边会生出苦毒来呢？
How come sometimes we help others, but we just have the bitterness?
其实讲的简单点，就是我们心里边产生了期望嘛。
To speak simply, it's because we have expectation.
我们养儿育女也是一样啊。
It's the same when we raise our children.
养儿育女如果是儿女不按照我们的期望去成长，我们会灰心失望啊。
If our children did not just grow up according to our hope, and we will be disappointed.
或者有一天孩子们长大了，没有给父母尽到孝心和经济上的支持，父母也会失望啊。
Or later, when our children grow up, they did not just give us something in return, we will be just disappointed.
那朋友之间也是一样啊。
It's a saying among friends.
我们去帮助人，其实是坐在神面前的。
When we help others, actually we do this in front of God.
既然是坐在神面前。
Since we do that in front of God,
那这个报答也是由神给的。
And then the return is from God,
而不是由人给的。
Not from people.
我帮了你，我对你没有一个期待，你要回报我。
If I help you, I do not expect for you to return.
那这个力所能及与甘心乐意就很重要啦。
Therefore, just do according to our ability. Also, just don't have the bitterness.
这是土人提供热情帮助的界限和我们的思考，对吧？
So this the bottom line and the boundary just to help others.
其次呢是土人看见毒蛇。
Secondly, the natives saw the viper.
第二个角度，他不只是热情提供帮助，还看见毒蛇了。
So the first, they just provided help, and the second, they saw the viper.
那怎么会看见毒蛇呢？
How did they see the viper?
其实这也是与我们的一个核心价值观有关系的。
Actually, it It is related to our core value.
既然土人都过来提供帮助了，
Now that the natives has come to help,
帮我们生火，抱柴过来，抱那个柴火过来烧火来给我们取暖呢。
They just put a bring a bundle of steak and also lit a fire.
那当然，保罗们也不能袖手旁观嘛。
Of course, Paul and his party cannot stand idly by.
所以圣经记载，保罗就拾起一捆柴放在火上啊。
So the Bible says Paul had gathered a bundle of steaks and put them on the fire.
那谁又料想冬眠中的一条蛇从严寒中苏醒起来，在移动中不安的情绪也躁动起来，张口就咬在保罗的手上了。
Unexpectedly, a hibernating snake woke up from the severe cold and it became restless as it moves and just bit Paul's hands.
这对我们也是一个提醒啊。
This is a reminder to us.
当我们去传福音的时候呢，
When we go to preach the gospel,
呀，撒旦也如同冬眠在安乐窝里的一条蛇呀。
So Satan's just like a hibernating the viper.
也有可能被我们搅动起来了，对吧？
So they may be just stirred by us.
而撒旦从来都没有平安。
Satan never had peace.
他咬人伤人也是引以为平常事情。
It is common for Satan to bite
and hurt others. 那么我们因此受伤，当然也就是大概率的事情啦。
Therefore, it is a high possibility we will be injured as a result.
呀，一件事发生了，如同一件作品一般。
When something happens, it's just like a word.
评说权、解释权、理解权，也都在观众的眼中啦。
So the right of comment, interpret, and understand it is in just people's eyes.
也都在观众的脑中啦。
Also in the audience's mind.
当然也在读者的口中啦。
Also in the reader's mouth.
呀，土人们的解释是什么呢？
The native's explanation is.
呀，保罗被蛇咬这件事，土人是有解释的。
So when Paul was bit by the snake, and then the natives said something.
他们心想，这个人可能是个凶手哎。
And they thought, no doubt, this man is a murderer.
你看看上帝把他从海里边的海难当中拯救上来，天理都难容他继续活下去啊。
God already saved him from the sea, but the justice has not allowed him to live.
他专门派一条蛇来咬他，而且是毒蛇呀。
And also the viper just came to bite him.
那如果当年你在场，你会说什么呢？
What would you have said if you had been there at that time?
这是土人的观点。
This is a viewpoint from the natives.
这是当地人的解释。
That's a native's explanation.
你是属上帝的，你会说什么呢？
You are the one, you belong to God. What would you say?
好，最后是土人见证神迹。
Finally, the natives witnessed the miracle.
这个神迹的表面文章是什么呢？
What is the superficial meaning of this miracle?
就是保罗被蛇咬了，没事儿。
That is, Paul was bitten by the snake, and it was okay.
但是更加深层的含义是什么呢？
But what is the deeper meaning?
是保罗的气定神闲，平静安稳啊。
And it is, Paul was calm and steady.
保罗心里边在想，土人们心里边在想啦。
So the natives, they were thinking.
这人是谁呀？
Who is this person?
呀，土人们的专注开始从蛇转移到保罗的身上了。
The natives' attention began to shift from the snake to Paul.
心想这个人刚从船上遭遇风暴，漂流到海岛上。
So then the natives were thinking that the Paul had just been caught in a storm on the ship and drifted to the island.
结果这个人是祸不单行啊。
The result was that the misfortunes never come
easily. 他会不会是一个十恶不赦的大坏蛋呢？
Could Paul be a this a The heinous, the villain.
他运气不错，不假。
So it's true, he's very lucky.
他被大海送上岸，使他的运气好啊。
And he was just brought ashore by the sea.
但是却因天理难容。
However, because God would not tolerate it.
显然是老天都要取他的命啊。
Maybe even God wanted to take his life.
这是土人们心里边对这件事的一个期望吧。
That's the expectation for the natives.
但是土人们的期望落空了。
However, the natives' expectations were disappointed.
他们眼巴巴地看见保罗不但没有死啊。
Not only did Paul not die.
而且圣经是怎么记载的呢？
And the Bible says.
圣经说保罗竟然把那毒蛇拔下来丢在火里边，没受伤哎。
So he, however, shook off the creatures into the fire and suffered no harm.
那土人继续心里边还在想问题的。
The natives may continue to think this issue.
好吧，那你就蛇咬你不死，你运气大呗。
Okay, so you're lucky you didn't die from the snake.
那你至少手得给我肿起来，你不能有归常理啊。
But at least your hand should still be swollen.
结果最后土人们心里边所想的事情一样都没有发生。
Actually, nothing that the natives thought about just happened.
这个时候土人还作何感想呢？
So what would the native think?
如果是你，你又会作何感想呢？
If it was you, what would you think?
圣经记载说什么呢？
What did the Bible say?
说这些土人看了多时，见他无害，就转念说他是个神呐。
But when they had waited a long time and saw no misfortune come to him, they changed their minds and said that he was a god.
所以看见圣经记载事情的时候，是眼睛看见，心里想，然后灵里边开始有一些动了，对吧？
So the Bible records when they see from their eyes, and then they're thinking their mind, and then they take action.
好，我们来看第二点。
Let's look at the second point.
医病祷告留见证啊。
Healing prayers and the living testimonies.
神将保罗所经历的神迹奇事呢，是令人感动的。
So the miracles and the wonders that Paul experienced are so touching.
就是说，在这个小小的荒岛上呢，住了一群蛮荒之民啊。
That is to say, on this small desert island, here is a group of barbaric people living.
但是神并没有忘记他们呐。
However, God did not forget them.
那是差派保罗在去罗马的路上，不惜经过风险，也要经过这个地方向他们传福音。
Instead, God just sent Paul on the road to Rome to deliver the message of salvation to them, despite of the risk.
每次我读到这一段信息的时候，我心里面都很感动。
Each time when I read this passage, my heart is so moved.
我们也站在这个岛民的这个角度来看看保罗来到这里的经历和感受是什么呢？
So let's look at the viewpoint from the people on the island.
首先是岛长布百留啊。
First, the island's chief, Publius.
呀，我想呢，土人们呢，一定是将保罗是一个神人的消息向岛主做了报告了，对吧？
I think the natives must have reported the news that Paul was a man of God.
要不然作为一岛之长的布百留怎么会那么快就知道这个消息了呢？
Otherwise, how could a leader of an island just know this so quickly?
布百留这个名字意思就是众望所归啊。
Publius name means popular.
说明了他不但是罗马帝国所任命的一个官长。
Indicating that he was not only an official appointed by the Roman Empire,
他更加可能也应该是土人中的一员呢。
But also he's a member of the natives.
那这些土人又是什么人呢？
So who are those natives?
其实他们是属于腓尼基人的后裔了。
They're just a descendant of the Phoenicians.
一讲起腓尼基，我们觉得他们都是一些有故事的人呢。
Talking about the Phoenicians, you will feel like they are the people with stories.
还真巧了，他们起源的地方就是今天黎巴嫩的地方。
So it's very interesting. Their origins were in what is now Lebanon.
也就是他们第一次短宣出发的那个安提阿推罗西顿的那个地方。
And that is the first time they did the mission journey to Antioch.
换句话讲，也是保罗的宣教之旅的起航之地，安提阿呀。
So that's where Paul's missionary journey began.
所以保罗是从安提阿这个地方出发，去寻找从安提阿移民到马耳他这个地方的先祖，这个地方向他们呀数千年之前的人去传福音。
So Paul started his journey from Antioch, and then now he just preached the gospel and to the people originated from there.
这等于是一个这个化石级的人物从死里复活的经历啊。
So it just kind of just something just the.Just so kind of, but it's so new in that stage.
如果根据天主教的传统来看呢
？According to the Catholic tradition,
呀，布百留是马耳他第一位圣徒啊。
Publius was the first saint of Malta.
那最后甚至是被推为是雅典的首任主教，是这个人。
And he was revered as the first bishop of Athens.
从群体的角度来看呢
？From the viewpoint of the group,
呀。使得马耳他成为西方第一个基督教民族，就是在马耳他。
It is just and truly amazing that Malta just became the first Christian nation in the West.
所以这个地方也是一个所谓的圣地，值得我们去旅行的地方了。
So this is the holy place that is worthy for us to travel.
这其中的奇妙无比，值得我们去一探究竟。
It is just so amazing and worth for us to visit.
其次呢，我们来看看这个岛主布柏流的父亲。
Second, the father of Publius.
儿子很出名，也很有地位。
Now, the son is very famous.
甚至名望吧，也是很高的。
And he has great status and fame.
但是他的父亲，他自己却连个名字也没留下来。
However, the father did not even just have a name left behind.
我们有没有想过这是什么道理呢？
Have we ever wondered what is the reason?
其实这不正是为人之父的使为人之父就是为人做人的爸爸的使命以及生命意义吗？
In fact, isn't that just a person as a father, and that is the meaning of his life?
其实这也是我们做门徒训练的时候我们的目的和使命嘛。
Actually, that's also the purpose for the mission and discipleship.
核心中来看，就是要让接受门训的人超越训练他们的人，对不对？
Which is to make those who receive discipleship surpass those who train them.
施洗约翰就施浸约翰的曾经这么讲啊。
John the Baptist used to say,
他说我必衰微，他必兴旺。
He must increase, but I must decrease.
所以他为耶稣去施浸礼，对吧？
So John baptized Jesus.
但是耶稣越来越兴旺，他必越来越衰弱，讲的就这个道理。
And Jesus must increase, and John the Baptist must decrease. That's what he meant.
其实就是不求自己的荣耀了。
Which means.He does not seek his own glory.
圣经说布柏流的父亲患了热病或者是痢疾。
The Bible says that the Publius' father suffered from fever and dysentery.
现在看来这个病属于是马耳他热，是专门的一种病，当地的一个病，马耳他 fever， 对吧？
So when we look at today and the illness, it's called Malta fever.
这个病的学名叫做布鲁氏菌病。
The scientific name for this illness is called the brucellosis.
这是一种当地非常普遍却无能为力的疾病了。
This was a very common disease in the area, but nothing could be done about it.
但是我们发现福音使命和社会使命临到这里，神的时候满足的时候，上帝就派保罗来医治这个岛主的父亲了。
However, when the gospel mission and the society mission fulfilled, and God sent Paul to heal him.
好，最后是岛上其余人的。
Finally, the rest of the island.
岛长的爸爸得医治。
The island leader's father was healed.
消息一传开，全岛的人都热闹起来了。
When the news spread and the people from all over the island came,
大家都来了。
They all came.
都有这种病啊。
They all have this illness.
这种病其实起源于细菌寄宿在牛羊的身上。
This disease originates from the bacteria that inhabit cattle and sheep.
当人吃了被污染的肉或者奶之后呢？
When people eat contaminated meat or milk,
就会发高烧啊。
They will develop a fever.
而且高烧还会达到40度以上。
The fever will be over 40 degrees Celsius.
甚至这种病会夺取人的性命哦。
And it may even kill them.
保罗怎么说呢？
How did Paul say?
圣经怎么说呢？
How does Bible say?
圣经说保罗医治岛长爸爸很简单。
The Bible says that the Paul's healing of the island leader's father was very simple.
就是进去为他祷告，就那么简单。
That is, Paul visited him and prayed.
当然，按手在他的身上。
And putting his hands on him.
然后圣经说就治好他了。
And the Bible said that Paul healed him.
这一下子全岛的人都起来了。
Suddenly, people from all over the island came.
跟保罗说，我们也要得医治啊。
And they want to be healed.
那保罗当然来者不拒嘛。
Of course, Paul accepted all who came.
就一一的为他们按手祷告。
So Paul laid hands on them one by one to pray.
结果就使得全岛的人都得了医治啊。
The outcome is everyone on the island was healed.
我猜想岛长这个布柏流啊，内心一定是百感交集的。
I guess the island leader.Publius must have mixed feeling in this his heart.
他说：“好在我是先用爱心去接待保罗一船的人。”
He may think, unfortunately, I first received the people in Paul's boat with love.
而不是得了医治才款待这些人。
And instead of just only treating them after my people were healed.
所以我们如果当中是有功利主义、有这个现实主义的人的话呢，要从这里学功课了。
Therefore, for us, if we just pay attention on those material things, we just need to learn from this.
人生不是样样都用利益去衡量的。
In life, we do not measure everything just based on our profit.
如果我们愿意是先求神的国和神的义呢？
If we're willing to seek God's kingdom and God's righteousness,
那么我们所需用的一切天赋也可以满足的。
Then all our needs, God will fulfill.
但是有的时候我们往往说，天赋，你先给我满足这个吧，然后我才去爱你，才敬拜你。
A lot of times we just said, oh, I just fulfill my profit, and then I will love you and serve you.
我们来看第三点。
Let's look at the third point.
一切，所需到船上。
Everything needed is delivered to the ship.
好，船来的时候呢，其实已经支离破碎了。
When the ship arrived, it was already in pieces.
船上的各样的设备和麦子也都丢到大海里去了。
And the equipment and the wheat on the ship were also thrown into the sea.
作为行船的人该怎么办呢？
For the people on the ship, what should they do?
这个时候我们看着百夫长好像销声匿迹，不说话了。
At this time, the centurion seemed to have disappeared.
我们来看看保罗角色的转换是什么，对吧？
Let's look at Paul's role, how he's been transformed.
首先我们来看看影响力与管理力。
First, influence and management.
百夫长的权力源于罗马的巡抚，也是罗马皇帝给的，对吧？
Centurions derive their authorities from the Roman governor.
这是一种具有 强制性的管理力。
This is kind of thecoercive management power.
比如说不许你上网。
For example, you're not allowed to go online.
大人不让孩子上网，不要玩游戏，也是种强制力啊。
So just like a parents do not allow their children to go online.
一个国家不许百姓上外国的网络，也是一种强制力啊。
And like a nation do not allow the overseas countries to go to their website.
也跟这个百夫长的权力具有绝对权威是有一些相似，它具有操纵生杀大权呢。
It's similar to the power of the centurion. It has absolute authority, even have the power of life and death.
但是我们发现保罗是无官无职的。
But however, Paul has not any authority in this the power.
保罗对人是没有强制力的。
Paul does not have the coercive power.
但他却具备影响力。
However, he has influence.
影响力是什么呢？
What is influence?
影响力是属于甘心内心甘心乐意的顺服的。
So influence belongs to the willing obedience of the heart.
不是因为权柄，乃是因为甘心乐意的自愿呢。
Not because of the authority, but because of a volition.
所谓影响力就是领导力了。
The so-called influence is leadership.
影响力或者领导力是以沟通作为传递的导引。
So influence is leadership, which is a guidance that delivers through communication.
我们会发现保罗从来没有发号施令啊。
And we will see Paul did not issue command.
更没有号令三军啊。
Let alone command the three armies.
乃是他就是去服侍人、医治人、帮助人以及祝福人。
Instead, Paul served people, healed people, and helped people and blessed them.
以致全岛的人都得了因保罗的服侍而带来的祝福。
As a result, the entire island was blessed by Paul's ministry.
当然，这种祝福会影响他人的。
So not only that, and this blessing will influence others.
于是乎，就连百夫长以及罗马兵丁船夫们都得到祝福了。
So even the centurion and the 100 Roman soldiers and the boatmen were also blessed.
其次是又多方尊敬保罗。
Second, they also honored Paul greatly.
路加怎么记载呢？
How did the Luke?
路加说他们又多方的尊敬我们。
And Luke wrote it, and they also honored us greatly.
可别小看这句话啊，弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters, do not underestimate this.
这句话里边是大有文章的。
There's a great deal in it.
什么是尊敬呢？
What is respect?
这个望文生义就是尊重与敬畏嘛。
As the name implies, it means respect and reverence.
就是因敬虔而生出来的人生态度。
This is life attitude born out of piety.
没有尊重就没有爱。
Without respect, there's no love.
尊重就是爱的根基了。
Respect is a foundation of love.
没有尊重，爱就成了一句空谈了。
Without respect, love becomes empty talk.
岛长布百留带领全岛的人呢？
The captain of the island just But please, lead the hope the people of the island.
借着尊重表达对保罗的爱啊。
They just express the love for Paul through respect.
因为他们的尊重还带着敬畏。
Because their respect is accompanied by awe.
呀，所以说他们是在表达对神的爱，对不对？
So they're expressing their love just for God.
从传道人牧师的角度来看呢？
From the perspective of the minister and the pastors.
如果教会的弟兄姐妹因主的道，因传道人手中所做的工而表示出一份尊重。
If the brother and sister in the church showed a respect for church that the God's truth and the work done by the minister's hand,
这可能是传道人心里边所期待的最大的一份安慰吧。
It will be a great comfort that will bring to the minister and pastors.
好，最后是所需用的送上船。
Finally, so what is needed is brought on board.
保罗一船的人在岛上做了至少有三个月的时间。
Paul's boatload of people lived on the island for at least 3 months.
度过了冬天
Spending the winter,
终有别离的时候啊
And finally, parting time,
276人的衣食住行
So, for the food, clothing, house, and the transportation for 276 people
坦率讲也不是一个小数目啊
Actually, that's not a small amount
不但是又吃又喝现在又走了
Not only did they eat and drink, but now they were leaving.
吃不了还兜着走，对吧？
And if they just cannot finish those meal, and they just still need to bring it over.
圣经说，土人们也把我们所需用的送上船。
The Bible says the native that just put on board whatever we needed.
我们可以看见这一船的人都因保罗的缘故蒙了上帝的恩典与祝福了。
We can see that everyone in this boat received God's grace and a blessing because of Paul.
这个其实是个属灵的定律了。
This is actually the spiritual law.
这个规律连雅各的舅舅拉班都看出来了。
This kind of law, even Laban saw this pattern.
他对雅各说，我发现自从你来了之后呢，我就得祝福了，牛羊也多了，财产也增加了。
So Laban just said to Jacob, I found that since you came, I have been blessed.
这其实是我们每一位神儿女生命的写照了。
This is also a just portrayal of the life of each of us.
无论我们去到哪里
No matter where we go.
也无论我们走到何方
And no matter where we will be.
上帝的祝福也都如影随形地跟随着我们的脚步
God's blessing follows our steps just like a shadow.
我们口中所说出来的祝福也会带给周围的人
The blessings came out of our mouths were just sent to people.
当然也会有人拒绝这样的恩典了
Of course, there will be people reject this grace.
Yeah, 我曾经是为一些国内的弟兄姐妹去送上祝福和祷告。
I used to send my blessings to brother sister in China.
二三十年前吧，他们就让我为他生意祷告、家庭祷告、方方面面祝福祷告。
It's about 20 to 30 years ago, and they just request me to pray for them.
那我当然是平常心嘛，就为弟兄姐妹祷告，一个一个的为他们祷告。
I just pray for them one by one, and just with ordinary heart.
那其中有一些有个别的了，一两个、两三个的这样的人，他生活好了，发了财了，样样都好了。
There are several individual ones, and after the prayer, and they just made a fortune.
骄傲就开始爬上他的心头。
And then pride just crawled into their heart.
呀，他开始就觉得他不需要上帝了。
They just said they think they do not need God anymore.
有一次我回国的时候，他就跟我说：“我告诉你，我发财是我自己的能力，是我自己的运气，是我的才华和智慧，跟你没关系。”
One time I went back to China, and he said, "The way I make the fortune has nothing to do with your prayer."
特别是跟你当年为我的祷告没关系。
He said, "Especially it has nothing to do with your prayer and the years ago."
坦率讲，他们说完，我浑身都冒冷汗了。
To be honest, after he said that, I just feel kind of sweating.
我当时我就跟他讲了。
At that time, I told him.
我说你以为我的祷告是我个人的事吗
？I told him, do you think my prayer is my individual matter?
要上帝感动传道人给弟兄姐妹的祷告是出于神的，弟兄姐妹。
The prayer that's moved by the pastor's heart to pray for the people, actually, it belongs to God.
你领受了上帝的祝福，最后变成白眼狼的话呢？那是什么结局呢
？If you receive God's blessing, but at the end you just wipe it out, you know what is the consequence?
我就告诉他，我说我仿佛看见一个图画。
I just told him, I just saw a picture.
我看见金钱从你的口袋 一张一张的飞逝，飞离你而去，飞逝而走啊。
I told him, I saw the dollar bill, the money just fly away from your pocket.
直到你还剩下最后一条短裤了。
Until you still have one just underwear left.
你不至于过于羞愧度过你的晚年了。
Therefore, you will not be too embarrassing to just get over with your the end of your life.
我讲完呢，其实我也是当时有感而发，我就讲出这一番话了。他哈哈大笑啊。
So at that time, after I said that, he just laughed.
结果隔了十来年吧。
Now, after like more than 10 years,
一个偶然机会我又回国的时候。
So there's one opportunity when I went back to China.
他身边的人告诉我说你当年所说的那些话全部应验了。
The people just close to him just told me that the words I said before and just came true.
感到汗毛都起来。
I just had a goosebump.
我知道这是出于圣灵的管教了。
It is from the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
现在这个人吧，好像已经得了老人痴呆症了。
Now this guy, I think he just got the dementia.
心里边也是有些难过了。
I feel kind of sad in my mind.
但是这不是跟我有再有什么关系，是神跟他之间的关系了。
And actually, that's his relation with God.
盼望每一位弟兄姐妹都珍惜上帝的祝福了。
I just hope this brother and sister, you just treasure God's blessing.
好，米利大就是马耳他。
Well, Malta is Malta.
它被称为是地中海上的一颗明珠。
It's called a pearl on the Mediterranean.
神让保罗在这里留下了神迹奇事。
God has allowed Paul to leave the signs and wonders there.
以及保罗的美好见证。
Also, Paul's wonderful testimony here.
医治了岛长父亲以及全岛的人。
And he healed the island chief's father and everyone on the island.
这样的经历是荣神益人的经历啊。
This kind of experience that is to glorify God and benefit people.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
我们愿一切的荣耀颂赞都归给你。
May all the glory and the praise be yours.
求主继续的带领和帮助我们。
Lord, please continue to guide and help.
让我们在马耳他的经历成为生命的印证。
So that the experience in Malta just become the testimony.
也愿意神在我们当中掌王权，居首位。
May Lord have the sovereignty in us.
谢谢恩主听祷告。
Thank you, Lord. Listen to our prayer.
奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.